may a non-Jew be cremated? Or is a Jew obligated to prevent the cremation of a non-Jew, if possible? Or can he assist in the cremation of a non-Jew? So just to sum up we talked about this in a different chabura, but the main reasons why cremation is forbidden for a Jew is it prevents the mitzvah of kvura, it prevents kapara for the person, you violate basalin, in other words, the body, just like the body is not going to hang on the tree and not let it stay out of the earth for overnight. It's possibly chukas akam, it's the way of the non-Jews. It's nivol ames, it defiles the body. It's also, some say it's kofar b'tchias amesim, by burning the body, it is kofar in tchias amesim. So, because it shows that you don't care about tchias amesim. Now, the Gemara in Pava Basra talks about a case of Rav Dimi selling figs, and the Gemara there says Rav Yosef, you know, tries to appease Rav Dimi, who's insulted that they're not letting him sell his figs, or that his figs got ruined. The Gemara says that Rav Yosef says, just like the king of Moab will be punished for burning bones of the king of Edom, so too, you know, you, Hashem, will appease and avenge the people who were starting up with you. So you see the fact that Rashi says the bones of Edom were burned is a bizayon to him. And so you see that therefore non-Jew as well, says the Muhammad al-Hawal, should not have his bones cremated, burned. Now, more background to discuss is the Gemara in Gittin, the Mishnah in Gittin, and as well as the Yerushalmi and Tosafta say that we bury Nachrim together with Meisei Yisrael, with the dead of the Jews. We try to collect funds for both because of Darkei Shalom, because we want to obviously prevent anti-Semitism and we want to do things that are not only Jew-focused. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins as well, it's Darkei Shalom. In fact, Melachim Aleph, the Psukim and Rashi there said that David buried the dead Edomites in war because of this Midas Chasidus. So you see that if not for this Darkei Shalom, there would be no obligation to bury the dead of the non-Jews. But the Ramban in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei seems to say that Yoshua buried the Canaanite kings on the day he hung them in order not to violate Lo Salin, implying that there is a real chiyuv to bury non-Jews. The further background is the body of a goy asur bahana or not? So the Ridvaz has a tshuva where he says, we use this mumio, which is some thing from a corpse, as a medicine. How are you allowed to use it as a medicine? So he says it's fine if it's from an Eina Yehudi. If it's from an Akum, then it is fine because it's permitted to benefit from the guf of an Eina Yehudi. The Shulchan Aruch, however, says it's also to benefit from the body of an Eina Yehudi, of an Akum, and therefore you see that there's this machlokas if there is Isser Hana on the guf of an Akum. Based on all this, the Tzitzel Ezra asks this question, is there a chiyuv to bury goyim? And he says, well, maybe it's based on this Ramban, who says that there is a chiyuv to bury. But then he says, well, maybe the Ramban was only talking about you're not supposed to have them hanging from a tree. Also says that's only when you kill them in war that you have to bury them. Or maybe it's only in Eretz Yisrael there's a chiyuv to bury them because of Tumas Eretz Yisrael. Or maybe there's only a chiyuv to bury them, but then he says maybe there is a chiyuv to bury them, but Darkei Shalom requires that you have to spend extra on burial. Regardless, he concludes, says that there is a chiyuv to bury non-Jews, even Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they should not be cremated. Shevet Alevi asks as well whether a Jew is allowed to own a crematorium, you know, to a funeral home which is going to cremate non-Jews. And he says that there is no chiyuv to bury goyim, and this proof from the Ramban is not really a proof. And he concludes that Jews may own a funeral home, and he says, because it's not clear that there is an Isser Hana, like we just discussed, on a goy's body. The Reb Zilberstein in the Sefer Melachim Munayich asks the same question and says, if a goy donates his body to science, can you cremate the body when you're finished using it? He says, it is all Isseri Hana need kvura, but it's unclear that a body of an Akum has an Isser Hana, and therefore, he says it's preferable to ask another Akum, ask another non-Jew to cremate it instead of you yourself. However, the Sefer Ach Lev Yisrael does permit it. Interesting, if you look online, you just Google the sugya, you'll find Rabbi Yeshua Pfeffer on his Din Online says, someone asked him the question, are there any reasons that a non-Jew should not be cremated? He answers, although the Gemara writes that the dead of non-Jews are buried with the Jewish dead, this is only on account of Darkei Shalom. Otherwise, there is no reason that a non-Jew should not be cremated. I think that is, when he is daiti, incorrect. because, like we saw, there is this reason that non-Jews should not be cremated, as according to the Tzitz Eliezer says, there is a chiyuv to bury them. And even Rav Zilberstein says that it's possible that the body of a goy is aser b'hana. So in conclusion, I would seem to be that while it may be fundamentally permitted to bury to cremate the body of a non-Jew, it is definitely preferable, or there definitely is some inyan to, you know, not partake in such cremation because of this concept of that there is a bizayon to them, and certainly on account of darkei shalom, and possibly perhaps because their body is also aser b'hana.